This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and this is also the premiere of the weekly recap coming from Shooting News Weekly, a new website that didn't exist this time last week, with the editor-in-chief. You've heard of this guy before, though. His name is Dan Zimmerman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, you sent me the link to it yesterday. I just thought it was the new logo, but you sent me the link. Wayne LaPierre is, I guess, is he? He's going to make a life change, isn't he?
He is. He is going to, I guess, spend more time with his family. This is allegedly due to health concerns, but as of January 31st, he will retire as executive vice president and chief executive officer of the National Rifle Association.
Now, do you think that has as much to do with his health concerns as it does with who they flipped?
I don't think there are any health concerns. I think that this has everything to do with the trial that starts tomorrow in New York City.
Right.
And, yes, it probably has something to do with the fact that Josh Powell has flipped on the NRA and has cut a deal with the Attorney General and is paying a pittance of a fine, or actually restitution to the NRA. And I think somebody impressed upon him the fact that they have about a snowball's chance in hell of winning this case. And maybe someone made a judgment that if Wayne rides off into the sunset before the case opens, and they get their rear ends handed to them, maybe they'll be treated slightly more leniently. Although I think that even that is probably wishful thinking.
Well, I mean, with Josh Powell flipping, now they have the access to the internals behind all of the whatever the documentation they've had. They're going to have the motive going in. And so I read somewhere, and it might have been Wall Street Journal or something, that now it appears that they're going to lose, which means they will owe money. The NRA leadership and the board are going to owe money to the NRA, and that because they're going to lose that, and they're going to be found to have not done that, they're going to reorganize the leadership.
Well, yeah. What's likely to happen is if the NRA loses its case, a couple of things are going to happen. They're probably going to dissolve the board, and all the officers will be gone. And my guess is that they will dissolve the board and appoint a special master to run the NRA while a new corporate structure is created.
Right.
That is more responsive to the association's charter and its members. That will mean a board of directors that doesn't have 76 people on it. That's going to mean a huge change in the way the NRA operates, because the special master will be tasked with running it strictly according to its charter. And one of the things that isn't in its charter is political advocacy and lobbying. So, yeah, likely to be just a huge change in the NRA going forward, and it's going to take years. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, you're right, the Attorney General, and I think this is going to have to happen in separate, I don't know if it's going to be having separate actions or not, but yet she will be able to, as they say, claw back money that the people who are the subject of the suit have allegedly misappropriated. And that includes Wayne LaPierre, oh goodness, I don't have it all in front of me. As to the other people, but it's the top, Powell was named and a few other top officers. Other people who might be at risk are members of the board's audit committee. My guess is that, they knew or should have known for a long time what was happening there and didn't do anything about it. And they had a fiduciary duty to protect the funds of the association and the members' interests.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to find, you know, a bunch of, there was a sort of a tranche of former members of the board who resigned because of what they thought was going to happen with all of this. And they're beginning, now they all look like Nostradamus, like Tim Knight and
right.
Sean Maloney.
Exactly. Pete Brownell.
Yeah.
Lots of people made for the exit when they found out what was happening. It's a mess. Powell, he cut an incredibly
sweetheart deal. He's
yeah, exactly.
He's going to be a guy. After all this is done, he'll get a job with the Bloomberg. Watch and see.
$100,000 is just a slap on the wrist, given how much money he's allegedly taken. Again, the named plaintiffs in the trial that starts tomorrow is LaPierre, Wilson Phillips, John Fraser, who I think is the treasurer of the NRA, and Josh Powell. All those people will be subject to clawback and having to make restitution to the NRA
right.
in amounts still to be determined.
Right. I would also imagine that when this is done, after they reorganize all of this, that the whole idea of having a board of directors that can't really do anything to the leadership, that's going to be turned on its head, at least for the next little while, until they can all of a sudden get back to that point to where they were able to be in charge of everything. And I don't know how long that'll take, but
yeah, that's going to take probably years to reconstitute and to redesign. You're right, a board that actually has teeth,
right,
and can do something if the officers of the organization are not operating in ways that are consistent with the best interests of the membership.
Right. Yeah, this changes things, and I don't know how much it changes things, because the NRA has been sort of diminished. Is that a good way to put it? They've been sort of diminished as to their role within the advocacy for how long? Has it been 2 years now?
Yeah, they've been active behind the scenes in ways that a lot of people don't know, very much so. But yes, they have been, and a lot of that has to do with huge amounts of their money being funneled to their outside counsel to defend all kinds of harebrained schemes, crazy business decisions, outright illegal activity.
Yeah.
We'll
come back to all of that stuff before the show is over, but this is the end of an era, and the NRA as we know it is probably, next time we look at them and they're free and clear to navigate, they're probably going to look completely different. This article you can find it at shootingnewsweekly.com. Shootingnewsweekly.com. New website. The first new one I know about that's actually going to give it a serious run. And Dan Zimmerman, well, he's the editor in chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are doing the weekly recap, which this is the first week they've had to recap of the newly founded ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Dan Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief. One of the things that California passed SB2, which is basically another iteration of the Brew in Response laws that came out from the various blue states that don't want people to carry guns, don't want regular law-abiding people to have guns. And as this ends up, which we'll talk about what it actually has ended up being at the moment, they were getting a lot of pushback from law enforcement, who's actually the ones that would actually make it happen, weren't they?
Right, exactly. And to go back a little bit, yeah, SB2 was passed and signed into law, and then it was immediately challenged in court, and a lower court issued a injunction blocking enforcement. Right at the end of the year, a Ninth Circuit panel stayed that injunction, meaning that the law and its limits on where people could legally carry in California, which is virtually everywhere and almost any public space, allowed that law to go into effect. So there, as of January 1st, there was almost nowhere in California you could legally carry. And that provoked a lot of county district attorneys and sheriffs to make public declarations that they had no intention of enforcing that law, as it was unconstitutional and that the legal process had not played out yet. Last night, however, the Ninth Circuit dissolved that administrative stay and let the lower court injunction go back into effect, which means SB2 is once again blocked from being enforced, and everything is exactly as it was before SB2 was passed. So that gets kind of complicated, but the point is SB2 is no longer in effect. It's
right.
Not in effect while it plays itself out and moves through the courts, at least for now. So there's a one week period where lawful concealed carry was virtually impossible in California. That has now ended, and that's the good news. And of course, people like Gavin Newsom are having conniption fits over all this.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I guess maybe, and I was discussing this earlier. You know, if this was the 1990s. I think they might be able to get by with the whole, well, we need to restrict your ability to carry a gun to keep you safe. We just can't.
Right.
We can't have whoever wants to carry a gun carrying a gun, because that's just unsafe.
Yeah, that would be the old interest balance.
Yeah, yeah. And people would have gone along with that whole defenseless means safer thing. But, you know, in California, how many municipalities voted to defund the police? I know L.A. was one. I think San Francisco was another. Probably San Diego, probably Oakland, wherever that happened. And at the same time, they've got more illegal immigration going. You know, marijuana is legal in California, except they still, one of the biggest drug businesses is the illegal marijuana houses, where they take and bring in the illegal immigrants that are there and put them in indentured servitude there to work the illegal grow houses.
Well, the reason there's still such a huge illegal market for marijuana in a state where it's been legalized is because the state, California being California, it keeps huge restrictions and taxes.
Sure.
On legal cows. So it's cheaper to avoid the law and buy black market marijuana than it is to go to a legal dispensary.
Well, with all of that, when you look at all of that and you look at all the crime that's popping there, they're the pestilence capital of the world in California. They just implemented something where now all of the freight has to be moved via electric truck. And they're getting ready to give free health care to all of the illegal immigrants while they're at a $69 billion deficit, which then got paid off in 2021. You realize that, right? When they got the COVID relief funds, that got them back into the black. And in less than 3 years, they're back in the red again because of the way they spend. And they still haven't taken reparations off the, and yet they want to get out there. And the only people that actually are good and good for the state and good for the country are the law abiding ones. They want to penalize them. I just don't see how that flies nowadays and how they think that's actually going to go somewhere. And I guess the sheriffs see that too, huh?
Obviously. And in many of the counties that I saw, the these statements come out. It wasn't just the sheriff, you know, as it used to be with the old Second Amendment sanctuary type thing.
Right.
These statements were issued by the sheriff and the prosecutor, so that if, you know, somehow somebody did end up being charged by, I don't know, maybe a local police department instead of the sheriff, the prosecutor made it clear they are not going to enforce SB 2 while it's moving through the courts, because it is, you don't have to be an attorney to look at SB 2 and recognize its unconstitutionality. It's clearly a violation of Second Amendment rights.
Right.
The state, Anthony Portantino, who's the driving force of gun control in the California legislature, and Gavin Newsom knew full well that it's fully unconstitutional and in clear violation of the Bruin decision. They didn't care. They knew how long it was going to take. They got a great soundbite and media hits when Newsom signed it into law, and they can still get interviewed every time something happens, like the injunction being blocking the law, or this latest when another court then allows it to go into effect. So as a politician, they love the attention. They love being able to inveigh against gun rights and talk about how this is going to make California safer. It's all a lie. They know it's a lie. They know it can't possibly withstand legal scrutiny, but it doesn't matter. By then, Gavin Newsom hopes he'll be in the White House.
That would be such a tall order trying to sell the California way of life to the rest of the nation. I just don't know how that would work out. That would be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun. I could only imagine. All right, all of you guys down here in Florida, you guys can no longer water your lawn. All that stuff. But hey, we'll revisit that another time as well. ShootingNewsWeekly.com, new website. Dan is the editor in chief. This is straight off of the front page of the website. It is looking good. It's looking organized. It hasn't got the archive yet because it's about, let's see, today is the 8th. It's 4 days old, but it's looking pretty good for 4 days. I wish my website, which had been up for I don't know how many years, looked this good. So ShootingNewsWeekly.com, go and bookmark it, and all of those breaking news things you used to assume at the other place, they're going to be here at Shooting News Weekly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when his snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. And interesting story that came out, the guy in the Houston taqueria. Well, a guy decided to go there and rob it with a, what was it, an airsoft gun?
I think it was ultimately shown to be an airsoft gun. Yeah. Of course, you know, there's no way to know that. Airsoft guns look very realistic, so everybody there thought that when he came in and brandished it and asked for everybody's valuables, no one had any way of knowing it wasn't real.
Well, he did his thing. He collected everybody's money, and then he thought he was home free, and he's heading out, and he's, I guess, enjoying whatever he's thinking, and then all of a sudden somebody gets the drop on him, and things change. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, they did, and there's a great security video of what happens with this guy walking around pointing the gun at people and grabbing their valuable. And as he walks past one of the diners, he's sitting in a booth, and the thief's back is to him, the diner draws a gun and shoots him repeatedly. And I think he even shot him at least once while he's down on the ground.
Yeah.
The armed defender then got up, took all the valuables that the thief had collected, and returned them to everybody there in the restaurant. There were calls for, of course, this guy to be prosecuted. Some people called him a vigilante. Those of us, you know, you could quibble with the number of shots. You know, as to whether they were all required. But ultimately, the locals in Houston put this to a grand jury, and the grand jury refused to bring charges against them. They called it a legal, justifiable shooting, in self-defense, which was nice to see. And I would suggest your listeners, go to our story and click on the tweet there and watch the video, because it's notable. I'm not sure that the same outcome would have happened everywhere. I'm sure there's some jurisdictions where they will.
Well, this guy had a Soros DA in Harris County, right? Kim Ogg is a Soros DA.
Yes. But as she said at the time, the process there, the office of grand juries are composed of 12 randomly selected residents who meet regularly for a period of 3 to 4 months to review criminal charges. Because this process ensures that members of the community, rather than the district attorney's office, determine the appropriate outcome in all homicides in Harris County. While Ms. Ogg may be a Soros prosecutor and might have wanted to prosecute this person, she didn't get the opportunity because apparently in Harris County, all homicides go before a panel of 12 citizens, and it takes at least 9 of them to bring charges, and that didn't happen.
Now, one thing to point out, right? I expect to see a couple things coming out of this. I wonder if they will leave this process in place where it goes before a grand jury instead of letting the DA just decide whether or not she's going to do that. I guess that'd probably take some sort of a change in statute. And
I don't know. I don't know if that's a local ordinance. It's apparently a longstanding practice in Harris County.
Right.
And there'll probably be some political pain if they try to change that and give more discretion to the prosecutor. Because people have seen how that kind of thing plays out in places like Austin and Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and a number of other, Chicago, and a lot of other jurisdictions around the country.
Well, the other thing is that I'm surprised they no-billed him, even though it was a grand jury, just because of the way he went about his self-defense, because he shot him, then he walked up on him and shot him, then he shot him again, and then he got his he gave everybody's money back, and then he got his truck and he left.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He left. They had to work him down later.
Yeah.
excuse me. Yeah. As I said, you can certainly quibble with the number of shots, and the shots that he took when he was still on the ground.
Right.
You could argue that he certainly was not, he was no longer a threat at that point. And the robber was killed as a result. As I said before, there are probably a lot of other jurisdictions where this guy would be facing homicide charges, second degree murder. Long story short, don't mess with Texans eating the tacos.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Being an armed robber, even if you show up with a toy gun, one of the occupational safety hazards in that is somebody might perforate you. And if you're going to go that route and you're going to do that, then it's not going to be one of these things where you stand off at 10 paces and say, feel your hand. This guy did it exactly the way I would have done it. I would not draw on somebody that had the drop on me. Because he's going to look away. And this guy, if he'd had a real weapon, the way he was waving it around, where do you figure out, well, all he wants is our money. He's not going to kill any of us. Where do you figure that part out? And how?
Yeah, you don't know that. He did shoot him in the back, which some people complain about, but I have no problem with that.
No.
He waited till he faced him, pointing the gun at him.
Yeah.
And some people argued that he was in the process of leaving the taqueria when he shot him. That wasn't clear. As you can tell, it's still in our pose.
He was sweeping. He was sweeping the entire area with his weapon.
He was. Walking around the entire restaurant, sweeping everybody with a gun. And as he walked past the man, the defender here, that's when he shot him. It wasn't. And there was another diner farther down in another booth. He might have been going at him.
Yep.
So it wasn't clear at all that he was about to leave and that the threat was over. So I didn't have any problem with him shooting him. The number of shots, however, that is where you can question the situation. I think all in all, in the end, it's a good thing this guy was not prosecuted. I think he did the right thing. He stopped what could have been a very deadly threat. He had no way of knowing that it was not a real gun, and he played Robin Hood and gave everyone back their money.
Yeah. It's hard to tell if he was going through the adrenaline dump. He seems like he's got his stuff together, but, you know, you never can tell. I mean, that's all relative. Some people would be sitting there just bawling in the fetal position after they defended. And, I'm glad they didn't prosecute him. I'm just shocked that that this got passed. I've never heard this before coming out of Harris County in Texas. I've always thought Harris County was sort of a blue, to be honest with you. And
it was very blue.
Yeah, but they have at least one good check in place.
And this practice of sending all homicides to a grand jury, it's probably better than giving the prosecutor discretion.
Yeah.
Who to prosecute and who not to.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially given the current makeup of big city prosecutors.
Yeah, so that's good. Glad he got no build. When you get into armed self-defense, it's hard to get out there and call it as it's happening, because that's all going to be, it's everybody's going to react differently. And this guy was vehement that he was going to beat this guy in a gunfight. So he won, and I'm glad he won. I'm glad he won. I'm glad nobody got hurt. And I'm sorry that guy felt like he had to rob the place with a toy gun, and he paid for it. But anyway, you hang on for me if you can. This is all at ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Dan Zimmerman is my guest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Timmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I'm really proud of myself, Dan, because I haven't messed that up one time.
No, you haven't.
In the first go round, I fully expected to have to apologize to you profusely as we went along. The 4-day-old Shooting News Weekly, which is shaping up to be a really good resource. So let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to the NRA. One of the reasons I have heard, and you tell me what you think about this, one of the reasons that I have heard that Wayne LaPierre would not retire, not quit, not resign, is because he didn't want to have to pay for his legal defense out of his pocket.
That's probably true. I happen to know that he has a... I don't know if that's still in play, but he had an agreement that he was going to be paid $1 million consultancy after he retired, $1 million per year. I don't know if that would go to, I don't know if that would even keep him in suit, let alone pay legal fees, given what he's got out of him. But, I don't know, I'm not sure the NRA has the ability to continue to pay that. Maybe
yeah.
They do.
Well, I mean, with this reorganization, is somebody going to come in and say, oh, yeah, this deal here, that's over?
They could very well avoid that. Yeah. That could be. I would guess that any special master who might be appointed would have the ability to, or the authority to do that kind of thing. But I'm no attorney.
You remember what started all this stuff, don't you? Remember what started all this stuff?
I remember it well.
Ackerman McQueen, NRA TV, all that other stuff that they were spending money on. Everybody's like, why are we spending this much money on this? And nobody's watching this.
Exactly. And just to refresh your listeners' memory, back in 2019, I was there in the
Indianapolis
audience. Yeah, in Indianapolis when this all exploded. And Oliver North wasn't there. The president of the NRA was not there for the annual meeting because he had quit because he had heard about what was going on with Ackerman and McQueen. And what was going on was, again, allegedly, and I don't even think it's, I'm having to couch it with the allegedly anymore, but Ackerman and McQueen was paying for all sorts of personal expenses for LaPierre,
yeah,
including suits, luxury travel, limousine, yacht, security, and then billing it back to the NRA as advertising expense and the expense of running NRA TV, right, advertising, putting on, producing commercials for the NRA. So basically, laundering personal expenses through Athens and McQueen.
Right.
And, because there's no way that even the NRA is even as lackeys that were operating at the NRA could be seen to approve these things and pay them.
Well, the other thing is going to be, you know, when Oliver North was the president of the NRA, he was an Ackerman McQueen employee. They were the ones paying him, not the NRA. When Dana Lash was the spokesperson for the NRA, she was an Ackerman McQueen employee.
Yeah.
And
that actually made more sense.
Yeah.
That actually made more sense.
Everybody at NRA TV were Ackerman McQueen employees.
Right. I mean, that was all part of NRA TV and all that was all part of the advertising promotion operation for the NRA that Ackerman McQueen ran. So all the Ackerman McQueen hired all those people. That put on the did all the TV shows and all that, and then built that back as advertising. I guess advertising and marketing. So that made sense. The justification given at the time for North was that the position of president was kind of a ceremonial one or something like that, and past NRA presidents hadn't been given benefits, and the only way for him to get benefits, because he needed insurance for his family or whatever, was to be on the Ackerman McQueen payroll, so they put him over there and they built that back. That seems questionable. I don't know how much of that is true, how much of that isn't true, but that was at least the justification that was given at the time.
Well, I mean, if you went to an NRA show and you looked at the Ackerman McQueen setup, Ackerman McQueen's streaming TV setup rivaled anything I've ever seen by the National Football League, I mean, their operation and their production capability was unrivaled. The only problem was
all first rate.
Yeah, all first rate. But
getting better. CNN do it and do it better. CBS, NBC is right up there with all of them.
And unfortunately, nobody was watching it.
Exactly. And that was something else that was part of what North was apparently getting into, was he wanted results. He wanted to find out what bang the NRA was getting for the buck that's paying Ackerman McQueen. And they basically refused to provide it.
Right.
You know, how many views and how much engagement and all that. And they didn't do that. They wouldn't do it. So that's what initially blew the whole thing up. And there was a huge article that the New Yorker posted back at the time too, laying out much of this. And a lot of people in the gun rights community discounted it because it's coming from the New Yorker, you know, a perceived anti-gun, outlet. But if you read it and read what they wrote, it's hard to argue with any of it. And I think they were torn out in its entirety. Everything in that article, has been revealed to be true ever since. And that's when the whole thing really spilled out into the open. And it's been over 4 years since, and we've seen, you know, the mess that was CarryGuard, that harebrained operation where the NRA got into.
So Joshua Powell was the one that went to USCCA with his little spy camera and photographed all of their little templates and everything to decide how they were going to actually run it. And then he was the one that talked them into stealing the membership from Second Call Defense, who they had something to do with the underwriter for Second Call Defense.
I had not heard all that.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one who I knew that was his baby. He's the one who wanted to get into that business. I didn't know that he had stolen or misappropriated any information from USCCA. I remember that USCCA was basically at the last minute excluded from the NRA convention.
Yeah.
Was it 2018, maybe? Or maybe it's 2020? I can't remember. Maybe it was 2018. Anyway, it was the last minute they were told that they were not welcome.
Right.
Well, even though they had a spot on the floor, as they usually did at NRA conventions, they were no longer welcome because the NRA was getting in the business and they weren't a competitor there.
That might have been, was that Texas?
I can't remember where that was. I didn't go to that one. That might have been Atlanta. I can't remember.
I don't remember when Carrygard was rolling out. I don't think it was in Atlanta, because I think Atlanta was 2016. In any event, whatever it was, the next time we look at the NRA and they are free and clear to do whatever they want to do, they're not going to look anything like they have been looking all this time.
No, it's going to be a smaller operation.
Smaller, they're going to... And that means if they've been diminished up to this point, I would expect them to do whatever they can to hog tie them going forward to where they will be less. Although everybody else has picked up those buckets and they're hauling that water now. Second Amendment Foundation, they got bigger. Firearms Policy Coalition, they came on the Gun Owners of America, segued into being a heavyweight now. So,
yeah, I mean, despite everything that's happened and scandals and the misappropriation and malfeasance and all that, the NRA is still the 800-pound gorilla.
Yep.
It still has a huge amount of brand equity. It still has supposedly still over 4 million, down 1.5 million or something like that, but still has over 4 million dues-paying members.
Yep.
And I think once the current regime is out and it's a cleanup operation, hopefully that will enable it to get back to doing what it did pretty well in a lot of different areas and do it cleanly and effectively.
One can only hope. The new website is shootingnewsweekly.com. Put it in your bookmarks, because the breaking news is going to be the same as it was at the other place. Shootingnewsweekly.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir. This has been fun.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Coming up next, the student of the gun, the professor, Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.